Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to add my delegation's sincere thanks to Ambassador Kirkland for his contributions, in particular, the very useful commonalities paper, which gave us a lot to consider going forward. As others have noted, a great deal of progress has been made already by this GG, but there is much more work to do. In this regard, we appreciate the sharp focus that the GG has in its mandate, which according to last year's report includes, quote, the group is to consider, one, the guiding principles, which it may further develop and elaborate, two, the work on the legal, technological, and military aspects, three, the conclusions of the group as reflected in its reports of 2017, 2018, and 2019, and use them as a basis for the clarification, consideration, and development of aspects of the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of laws. In this connection, we believe that the GGE could usefully focus on two topics, form and substance. From our perspective, the pathway first offered by Ambassador Gill to focus on the further elaboration and clarification of the guiding principles remains an important way for this group to make real progress. It's a format that has already succeeded in achieving consensus on real substance in this group, and the 11 principles that we have already agreed on are a significant achievement, which has been endorsed by the state parties to the CCW. We recognize that there are a range of views and options as to the form the GG's work should ultimately take, but form should follow function, as our Japanese colleague has indicated. We believe that the right approach now is to develop the substantive elements as Ambassador Kirkland has proposed. One of those substantive elements is further exploring issues of human-machine interaction and IHL. In this regard, identifying good practices on human-machine interaction that support IHL and articulating how principles of state and individual responsibility seems promising. In addition, identifying the good practices in the legal review of weapons also seems to garner widespread support. We thought this morning was a very good substantive exchange in that regard, and we also appreciate the Chair's initiative for a Friends of the Chair structure that can help achieve even more substantive dialogue and progress on these topics. We stand ready to contribute to furthering our shared understanding in this complex area. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair, thanks to the United States, and I invite Bulgaria to take the floor, to be followed by Venezuela.